How are we doing?
Okay, we hope.
Yes. Okay. We are okay. But happy second Tuesday of November. In your real time. In Amber's and I real time. Very shortly after all hell has broken loose in our country.
Mm-hmm. I think the best way to maybe identify how we are today, I cried with my therapist during my therapy appointment. So I had a safe space to release some emotions, and so did she.
Which I'm so glad mm-hmm. that you both had that. And I think when you told me that in real time, I said, that's almost, mm-hmm. that's very validating
mm-hmm.
to know that someone who regulates their emotions constantly mm-hmm. is also feeling the same things that we're feeling.
Yeah. She kept apologizing, saying that she needed to be a therapist and not show her opinions. And I thanked her for that, because exactly that, like, I now know it's a safe space where I can speak about what I want to speak about, and she won't be judging or directing me to try to feel a different way.
Really heavy. The feeling today is just, you know, I've talked to so many women mm-hmm. in the last 3 days, more women than I've spoken to, like women that I haven't spoken to in a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously there are some outliers, but we're all feeling like this. We're all feeling betrayed.
Yeah.
And a little hopeless, because it just feels so bleak. The fight feels so hard mm-hmm. and heavy, mm-hmm. Especially when we're up against people who have gotten into power because they are loud. Not mm-hmm. because they're good people, or because they have made good policies, or because they benefit our country, in my opinion, mm-hmm. but because they are the loudest. And I think when you're spewing hatred, it's interesting. I think when you're spewing bad things, it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, because it's kind of hard, and it takes courage to be kind to people sometimes, especially when you don't agree with them mm-hmm. politically.
Morally,
morally, whether they're a different race than you, whether they're a different sex from you, some people are scared of that, and so mm-hmm. it's easier to just be hateful.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to stay off social media, but it's kind of like that. It's like FOMO, but like not healthy FOMO, where I just can't stop myself from like letting it become front of mind, and I get on TikTok and I see a lot of other people like myself who are scared and unsure of the future. I see a lot of plans on how to keep each other safe in case the worst case scenario does happen. I see a lot of countries already offering information on how to flee if you need to them. And you're right, Leslie, I think you said it really well. Some people feel that way and some people don't. And I see it as a privilege to the people who don't feel it right now, because it is gut-wrenching. I'm like mourning our country right now.
Yeah. I truly do feel like democracy is dead. You know, I recently, the day before the election, I just decided to Google what a fascist is, because that's been a word that's been dropped by both sides pretty much the entire election. And it just basically said that it's someone who is a nationalist and is, which is meaning that your nation and your race is superior than others. And so you're a nationalist who uses aggression and scare tactics to promote your message. So, out of the names on the ballot, I think there was a fascist on that ballot. It wasn't the person I voted for.
Same. I think a lot of relationships are going to go through some trials and tribulations. I think that people are going to be reprimanded for cutting off ties with family members. I think it's going to make the holidays very difficult. But this isn't a difference in opinion or difference in political belief. What he is threatening to do will harm women, the LGBTQAI community, men who also feel this way, people of color,
immigrants, people who disagree with this person. We already know that he has said that he should be able to take action against his political nemesis. I'm sure, I don't know what he used, but that's barbaric.
Yeah.
That's some fucking Batman Gotham shit. Just being honest.
Yeah. I had a video that I wanted to discuss that I saw on TikTok today, where a Black American woman was crying, and she was saying that she was explaining to her daughter what happened this election, and her daughter wanted to know why some people saw her as a human, not even why people didn't see her as a human. She, like, it's shoved down their throats, I think, as why they're not accepted. What they couldn't fathom is why there were so many people who were not Black that could fathom what they felt. And they wanted to know how do people love Black Americans and not look at them as animals, were her words precisely. And I would like to know too, because I don't think that I'm special. I don't think that I am more like smarter than others. I don't think that I'm better than others. My parents didn't sit me down and explain race to me. I never remembered a conversation like that. It just happened. Like, it was just not present in my life. I was not aware of racial slurs, and I wasn't aware of biases based on things that people can't control.
I think that's a little bit of where we live. We live in a very undiverse, I mean, I think now that we both live in a little bit more of, there's more of the Hispanic and Latino communities, but where we live, there's not a lot of diversity. Bunch of white guys. Definitely where we grew up.
But you would think that that argument would be, then we would have these biases and we would act this way. But I'm saying we don't.
I just don't think we, because we just didn't see that. I don't remember.
Oh, we didn't see like the racism part.
Right, right.
We don't have those biases.
Right. I didn't see it. I didn't see it until my senior year of high school, when I wanted to go out with someone who was a different race than I was. And certain members of my family straight up said, no,
Yeah.
That was my first.
The only other thing I can remember is, you know, I was explorers, you know, I was very close with my grandma, and I remember her filling me in a little bit on the history of even like Loveland, and she informed me that people of color didn't stay in town after sundown.
Well, look what we learned just the last 2 weeks. I think educating ourselves the most important, you know, just like what we talked about with Oscarville and stuff, like those are the examples that we heard about in 2020, that like it was obviously real then, of course, but it was different to like read that shit for myself, you know, and know for sure that people that I think I said it in that episode, my family is from the South. My ancestors are from the South, and I carry grief. I know that my family were slave owners. I know that my ancestors were killed by their slaves. They had a riot and they killed him and they burned his farm out, the farm down, and the women were able to escape. So, like, that's, I mean, it carries a lot of guilt. And, you know, that situation my senior year, it just made me, between that and learning about my family's history, it was right, pretty much right then and there, I had pretty much decided that I would never be like that.
Wow, that's that's really heavy.
It's not something I'm very proud of course. Yeah, no, I know where he is buried. Wow. I have been to his grave. And, you know, I'm starting to say this more and more. Karma is neither good nor bad. It just is. So if you release bad energy, then that's the energy you will receive. And I fully believe that that is his karma. And I fully believe his soul is paying the price, whether that's, I don't necessarily know if I believe in hell per se, but I'm just kind of rambling.
I think it's powerful. I think that this is how we continue to acknowledge that there's privilege. With everybody yeah. can say that they experience some privilege over another, and it doesn't make you weak for admitting your privilege, and it doesn't make you weak for acknowledging your privilege. My trauma is not less because I know I'm privileged. It is not a tick for tat. It is a shitty soup that we have all been dealt our bowls.
Shit is shit. I've said that for years. You know, people like health things, people sometimes are like, oh, I don't want to talk to you about this because it seems so minuscule. Not at all. Shit is shit. If it's affecting you, then it's affecting you, period.
And it's also not weak to acknowledge that you have trauma. It's actually very healthy to admit it, and releasing it, the more you hold on to shit inside, the worse it gets. And it's just kind of like a wound that's open and weeping and festering and getting infected. And once you start talking about it and learning how to process it in an appropriate way, life gets better. And I hope, I'm not wishing a lot for 50% of our country right now, but I am wishing that they have that aha moment. And I hope it's soon, because there are a lot of things that I think will be unreversible for our lifetime if we let them.
I can tell you, I took a screenshot of this. I wanted to already beginning. A federal judge on Thursday struck down the Biden administration's parole in place policy that gave legal status to certain undocumented individuals who were married to U.S. citizens. That has now been thrown out effective November 7th, 2024. So that means that if someone is potentially an undocumented immigrant who is married to a U.S. citizen, they used to have rights that allowed them to stay in this country. That is now gone.
If immigrants are not in our country, we are going to suffer economically. So let's talk about money. Money, which is what a lot of people care about right now.
The only thing, apparently. Well, yeah, let's talk about tariffs.
Yeah.
Your favorite topic. I know some of you don't understand how they work. Yeah, everything, including the shirts, the hats, the gold watches, the gold tennis shoes that you guys wear, all that shit's made in China. So let's, you know, I'm sure you've seen this floating around. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but let's look at it this way. Say a supplier used to be able to get t-shirts for $10 and they charge the consumer $20. China now is, there's now this huge tariff tax, mm-hmm. and it doesn't cost the company to get the t-shirts for $10 now. Now it costs them $20 to get the t-shirts, mm-hmm. because China's not paying this tariff. We pay the tariff. It's anything that comes that's imported into America, mm-hmm. that's what's taxed. It's not what they send out. It's what we get. Mm-hmm. That's what's taxed. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Some people are very confused about this.
And which makes sense because, like, honestly, with some of this stuff that's presented to us, we need a degree in 6 different things.
Yes.
Agreed. I understand why this is confusing to people.
It's very confusing. Definitely.
Leslie and I did not pursue very much. I can mark some college on my resume.
Right. Some college. Yep.
Yep. But the difference is we found a way to understand it in a way that was spoken to our level of understanding. We could go on.
Yeah. I say, basically, we're going to be charged more. Tariffs are not going to, we're not going to stick it to China. Okay. You're going to stick it. We are going to be hit the hardest as consumers. Mm-hmm. It's going to affect us individually.
Now, we could go on and on about the negative, and I think that I know. It's okay. We need to feel our feelings and get them out. But we also need to start working.
Yeah.
It's time to get to work. It is time to stop this from getting to the worst case scenario. And by doing that, we need to stay involved. The presidential election is not the only important election. We would not have the rights that we have as women if it weren't for protesters. There are public ways to protest and there are private ways to protest.
Yep.
And I implore everybody who is feeling how we feel to go and find a way to contribute time or money.
Even if that's what you're so called to do, you know, like whether it's, I think it's important. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a financial donation or a time donation, like Amber said, voting in the primaries, that's very important. Yeah, we got to stop this shit.
We just need to fight like the women before us, right, and not lay down and not take it. Women are powerful. You don't go through hundreds of years of bias and of inequality and not pass it on to the next generation of women that you need to be tougher than people would expect.
Yeah.
So I just hope that our sisters across other countries, and hopefully our sisters in this country, are either already feeling this or will wake up soon and start to feel it with us, because we need everyone. We need everyone's help.
Everyone. It's going to take all of us, and it's going to be, if I've learned anything in the last 3 days, it's going to be really mean, and it's going to be hateful. And it's going to be scary, but we may have lost this battle. I feel like we lost the election. We lost this battle. But I feel like there's a much larger war at play that we have an opportunity to win if we all do something about it and decide this is unacceptable.
Well, and the easiest, honestly, the most important way is to not let it go away. In 3 months, we need to still feel what we feel, because that's the fire that is going to help us. And Leslie, I think you said you were speaking to someone today and you said you hoped that we were all panicking over the worst case scenario. And I agree with that. I hope that the fears that I have are over exaggeration.
More than anything.
I hope that you're right.
With all of my heart.
I hope that this presidency doesn't do what he's openly said he wants to do.
I think the biggest concern is that he is a man of his word.
Yeah.
He's done what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He got into the Supreme Court. He put in those people who said they were going to make it a priority to take away this healthcare right, this fundamental healthcare right. He's done what he said, and I think that's what we're so worried about, that he's not going to stop. And I don't want to be doom and gloom. I'm sorry. That's not what we wanted. I think we wanted to get on. We didn't even know what we were going to talk about tonight.
It didn't feel right to release the episode that we had originally planned for tonight. It felt like we would be brushing over it to get this out because nothing else felt right.
It feels weird going to work. It feels weird posting on Astrid. It just feels weird acting like our country hasn't changed. I don't know. And I think it's okay. I'm sorry, I just popped. I think it's okay not to know. I know we talked about it off pod. It's interesting. Both of us are going through this like crazy shit. For those on the pod that don't know, I fucking tore my ACL on election day. And Amber, she's got her shingles, you know, and it's like we are both going through this like health fucking psychoness, and I just can't help but it's like just wreaking absolute havoc on everything.
One, my shingles, Leslie, you're being very kind, because I haven't talked about the other stuff, but because I got a good bill of health conversation today, I am comfortable with sharing with the explorers, and I'm going to try to explain this the best way I know how. I found out that my optic nerve in my right eye went from being a beautiful circle with a beautiful ring of light around it into a cloudy oval. I have a phenomenal eye doctor who cares about me like as a person. She was very honest and straightforward with me and said, I'm concerned. She had another doctor at this office look at these scans, and that other doctor said she was concerned. And they sent me out to a retinal specialist. I want to say I tried really hard to just be in the moment and not stress out. I had a couple of moments where I mourned what might be my health. I found out that through a retinal specialist, sometimes your optic nerve can just change. And there's no reason why. But right now, he is not concerned.
Great news. Honestly, really, really good news.
Leslie was alluding to and a probable surgery.
A knee surgery. I'm going to have surgery probably in January.
Leslie has been dealing with that. And you unfortunately had to deal with it on a very horrible day.
Yeah, there's me sitting in the ER with my fucking I voted sticker on my little shirt.
And if we don't laugh, we'll cry. So.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody said anything. Bless mm-hmm. their little hearts. But yeah, no, I wasn't doing anything exciting. I literally was just getting in my car and my ACL snapped and I have a Sigond fracture on my tibia, which is the small bone on your kneecap. Basically, connects your kneecap to your leg. It's like your ankle. So, yeah, we don't know how severe the tear was. I'll find out on Monday when I have an MRI. But, yeah, just, like, kind of felt like everything was falling apart. Like, it just kind of felt like I just was pissed. I just was so angry.
That's where we're at, guys.
So, there's nothing to this episode besides just a little check-in. We don't sound very chipper. I can already tell. I can already hear it. We don't necessarily sound like our normal selves, but that's okay. So if you need to stop what you're doing, obviously, if you're driving, maybe make a good choice and stop when you're able. You know, I think we really need to ground ourselves and just remind us that we can do this. We can fight this. I personally, and I'm feeling more inspired than I've ever felt. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight for the girls. for my goddaughters, both of them, for my nieces, for my sister-in-laws, for my mom, my aunts, my best friend, my acquaintances. I'm a feisty bitch. I've been that bitch. I'm going to be that bitch. And I'll be that bitch for all of us for now. And when I have reached my limit, I know that you guys will be that bitch for me. And if you're listening, I hope that you know that Amber and I are a safe place. The Grim Mystics DM on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook are always open to kind and thoughtful and logical DMs. Please do not stalk our personal social medias and blow us up for 6 hours. Not speaking from experience. Warren, get the fuck out of my DMs. I don't know you. I'm trying to be nice for those who are going to be kind. Our DMs are open.
We can do this.
I really think we can. So please stay safe. Please remember that you are loved and that you are valid. On that note, we will spook you and hopefully be a little bit happier next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye.